Well, I don't want to jump the gun, but I mean, I don't want to get a heart attack, but I'm sure Clay Thompson is on the list. Interesting.
What? Wait.
Very interesting.
What?
Decline.
The Iceman, George Gervin.
You know who you have at it?
Hold on, so who do you have? I know, yeah, thank you.
Welcome to this edition of the Mirror Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Dwayne West, joined by my co-host, Craig Davis and Theo Davis, as usual. How are you doing, guys?
Just ready to get this show on the road.
Doing good. Good evening, gentlemen. Just here. Mm-hmm. Let's get started.
So for this edition of the podcast, we'll be continuing our series ranking the top 10 players by position. We'll be doing the shooting guard position this week. Should be an interesting and fun episode. We'll be joined also by Mr. Junior Garden. So stay tuned. Let's go.
All right, so for this episode, we'll be ranking the shooting guards, the top 10 shooting guards of all time in the NBA. We have already gone through the list of point guards. You can check that episode out on our page. So for this episode, we've brought back Junior Garden to join us to, you know, rank our top 10 shooting guards in NBA history. So guys, how are we doing? Ready?
Yes, sir. Let's get to it.
All right, so just like the last episode, we use the format from 10 down. So let's start with a number 10 slot. We'll start with Craig. Who do you have for number 10?
I have the guard from the Golden State Warriors. I have Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Three-time NBA champion.
Yep.
Arguably the second best shooter of all time. Interesting.
Not arguably to me. I think he's the second best shooter.
And you have my 10. Very 10. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. We have Theo. We have a 10.
I have the Iceman, George Gervin.
George Gervin.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know who you have a 10?
Hold on. So, who do you have? I know. Yeah, continue.
We'll find out who he has, you know, moving forward. You know who you have a 10?
Like, you almost mess up. I'm a surprise, but Steve Smith. Number 10.
Steve Smith.
Smitty under the rim.
Hawks legend. Interesting selection there.
Trailblazer legend as well as also a Spurs legend.
True.
So also Michigan State legend.
Facts, big facts.
At all levels. All right, so let's go through the number 10 selection. Craig.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to give away some of the guys' predictions, but I'm sure none of them had Klay Thompson listed so low on the list.
Or at all.
Well, I'm sure Klay Thompson's on every list.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I don't want to jump the gun. I mean, I don't want to get a heart attack, but I'm sure Klay Thompson's on the list. But anyway, let's hear your review. Why have Klay Thompson at 10?
I mean, so obviously I think that, you know, 9 other players are better, but you know, as I just said, like 3-time champion. He takes the best defensive assignment when playing against, like, the best offensive assignment on the next team. 5-time All-Star. You know, all defense team selection. That's after rewards. That's just Klay Thompson.
Interesting. Sound like you're making a case that he should be higher on the list. Theo, why George Gervin at 10?
Well, you know, based on his body of work in the NBA, that's why I had him where at number 10, rather. If he had played more years in the NBA, I might have put him above other players on my list. From a talent point of view, he's definitely, you know, top 5, top 6. But I just had to give, you know, more respect to those who had more years of success in the league than he did, even though what he did in the league was tremendous, especially, you know, from the standpoint of scoring the basketball, winning multiple scoring titles, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why I have him at 10.
And Juna, why Steve Smith at 10?
Well, I mean, he doesn't necessarily have the best body of work compared to everyone else that I have on the list, or even anyone else that you guys have on your list, but just his effect on games, if you actually saw Steve play, you'd realize that you probably don't remember him missing any shots, particularly from mid-range. You know, it was money from mid-range from Atlanta, was money from mid-range when he was with, you know, obviously with Michigan State. Never saw much of those games, but, you know, saw the highlights. And he was definitely money with the Blazers.
All right. Interesting.
And he also, he was also very clutch, a very clutch shooter for the San Antonio Spurs. You know, I think it was 2000 and I'm not particularly sure what year they won. I think it was, might have been 2008, I think.
All right. Interesting selections there. Just a note, though. Well, I won't make the point yet. I'll wait till I hear his name.
2003. I'm sorry. I just looked. 2003.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. So, number nine. Craig, who we have at number nine?
Maybe the third or fourth clutch first on my list. I have Ray Allen.
Ooh, Ray Allen at number nine.
Yeah.
Interesting. Cool.
All right. Who you have, Phil?
I have Reggie Miller.
Interesting. Juno, who you have?
I have Ray Allen as well.
All right. So almost unanimous on Ray Allen at number nine. But let me go first to ask Theo why Reggie Miller ranked at number nine. What's the rationale behind it?
Well, you know, the rationale behind it is everything he did on the court, especially for the Indiana Pacers. He put the Pacers team on the map in the 90s with when they had no business being there, for being quite honest, when you had teams like the Bulls playing well. You had teams that had a few hot years at the top, like the Rockets, Magic, etc. You had the Knicks there as well. He made them relevant during the 90s, where the East was extremely tough. So I had to give him kudos for that, seeing that he was the best player on the team. you might be seeing I'm making a case for him to be high on the list, but the players I have above him, they're easily better than he was, in my opinion. So that's why I have him at ninth and not any higher. But what he did in his career was remarkably tremendous. I have to give him kudos to that. He never backed down from a challenge, never ever, no matter who it was. And it rubbed off on his teammates throughout his career. So I had to give him, you know, his props for that.
All right. So Craig and Juno, you guys had Ray Allen at number nine. Let me first ask Craig. I think the reasons would be the same. So Craig, why you have Ray Allen at number nine?
Yeah, two championships, you know, career numbers, 18.9 points per game, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. I think when it comes to like shooting the ball, I said Klay is the best 3-pointer on my list, but in terms of like the mechanics and have the form, I think Ray has the best mechanics to shoot I've ever seen. And a lot of people just think that Ray Allen is just run around screen. Like they need to go watch like clips of him in Seattle. In
and Milwaukee too, yeah.
Yeah, like, Milwaukee more so.
Yeah, like crazy.
Ray with here, Ray jumping out of the building, yeah. That kind of Ray. You know, he's a shuttle sword.
Yeah. So.
Anything you'd like to add to that, Juno? Why you have him at number nine?
I mean, Craig already like listed like basically everything that I would say. Just watching him from UConn, always clutch, made it to the NBA, struggled a little bit because of playing under George Karl. You know, George Karl is always a difficult coach, especially for like younger players. But found his way. Certainly became a lot more prevalent scorer, a much more prevalent scorer once he got to Seattle, like after leaving Milwaukee. Made his mark for me shutting down other two guards as well as being able to like make his own shots. Very, very underrated defender. Had the tough assignment of like guarding like some really tough shooting guards like Kobe, Stackhouse, Sackhouse was kind of a small forward, but like definitely played like a two guard. And during games where Ray Allen had to like switch off Iverson and then guard Stackhouse in the same game. So, and do a pretty commendable job at it as well, like considering like who those two guys were and like how prolific of a scorer they both were respectively. So, you know, just the fact that like, you know, like we all remember like his battles with Kobe and just him not backing down from that alone, like secures him on my list.
All right, so let's move on. Number eight. We're going to start with Juno this time.
Number eight for me is Reggie.
Okay.
Just Reggie just changed the game, man. Like Reggie, like his numbers aside, Reggie just brought an extra element to the game that you really just can't teach.
Dog.
Probably the first clutch performer we ever actually witnessed like ourselves.
Okay. Theo, number eight.
Ray Allen.
I think Craig probably had Reggie Miller here. Am I right, Craig?
Clyde Drexler.
Interesting.
What?
Wait. What? Clyde the Glide. So we've heard comments on Ray Allen and Reggie Miller. Let me hear why you have Clyde Drexler here.
So, yeah, like one chip. 20 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. A lot of people, I mean, I wouldn't say it was like a direct rival. I don't think Michael Jordan had like any rivals apart from like the Bad Boys, but like people, you know, just like what people said, to Kobe. I would say he would be Tracy McGrady to Michael Jordan's Kobe. So I think, you know,
good comparison.
Pretty
That's close. A very good shout.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. They're not close, but like if it was just anyone you would like to see, hey, like if they have beef or like if they were like competing against each other, it would definitely be Clyde. So I have him there.
All right.
Number eight.
Interesting. Let's jump to number seven. Back to you, Jonas.
Clay.
Woo.
What needs to be said?
Call him Clay.
I'm gonna call him Clay.
Clay Thompson.
Yeah, Clay Thompson, man. Like, I don't even need to like go off into like any kind of anecdote about like why this guy deserves to be in this position. If you watch basketball, you know why. That is all. Next person.
All right, Theo, who you have?
Number seven. I have Clyde Drexler.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. Who you have, Craig? Let me see if you're gonna shot me again.
The Iceman.
George Gervin. All right. Names we've heard already before. But let me hear why you have George Gervin here, because Theo had him at number 10. Why you have him here at number 7?
All right, so for those probably listening and more likely not going to know George Gervin, Kevin Durant before Kevin Durant. Like,
facts.
Three-level scorer, like,
real
smooth. Puts up points easily in sleep. So I definitely have to have him high up there for sure. 3 straight scoring titles, 9-time All-Star, Hall of Famer, 7 all-time NBA selection. Like, the guy puts up numbers in his sleep. So definitely have him up there. Unfortunately, he couldn't win the big thing, but, you know, definitely have him up there.
I mean, an interesting point that I was going to mention when Theo called his name to hire. You know, George Gervin, I mean, a shooting guard's primary role is to score. Agree?
This guy.
Put the ball in the basket. And yes. I think George Gervin is top 5 in points.
Yep.
Among shooting guards. Yes. Even with this era, in this era where we have, you know, scoring at such a high clip.
Yeah.
So, and he was shocked to see him at 10.
And he was scoring without the 3-point line in existence.
Exactly. Because, I mean,
George Gervin was the shooting guard before Michael Jordan came about to be like a prolific scoring shooting guard.
Yep. And I'm sure
it was so fitting that he had him as a mentor at the back end of his career. Sorry.
I'm sure if you ask the players of that time who was the man to get the ball in the bucket, they'll tell you George Gervin.
Yeah,
gotcha. But I mean, let's see how the list pans out. Huh? All right, so we're going to jump to Theo now for number 6.
For number 6, I have the logo himself because I consider him a two guard, the logo himself, Mr. Jerry West at number six.
Jerry West. All right, interesting. Who you have, Craig?
Shortest person on the list, Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson at six. Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Who you have, Junior?
Yo, boy, it's Craig. At six, I have Curry.
Steph Curry.
All right.
I mean, that's a good element because, you know, both Curry and Iverson, you can say.
Yeah.
The change about both positions, along with Jerry West. So, I mean, we saw these three names in the point guard discussion. So, I don't think we need to explain much about them. So, we'll just move on to number five, the top five. And we'll start with Theo.
I have, you know.
Who?
Houston's, you know, arguably the Houston Rockets' second best player of all time, Mr. James Harden, number five.
James Harden at five.
Second best.
I was about to say when Hakeem turned out, but anyways, we can.
Interesting. Julian, who you are?
You'll be respectful, you know, Craig. You'll be respectful, you know. Listen to me.
Number five, I have the one and only Wade County.
D-Wade at five.
Yeah.
All right, we have Craig.
See, me can't turn on my camera.
You can't see me. Can't see Craig. I blocked up on Facebook right now.
We have Craig.
I have the logo. I have Jerry West.
Jerry West. Yeah. All right, okay. Interesting. So, we're talking about Jerry West here now. Let's focus in on.
Please.
Firstly.
By the way, I'm so glad Jerry West was on my point guard list. So that I didn't have to like worry about squeezing him in here. Well, it's a table to your vision.
Vision. They must not have it.
At five, Phil. Why?
Yeah. Because those above him did more for their teams when it mattered most. Well, you know. I'm not trying to, you know, drag Harden through the mud, you know, but you know, when you're doing these kind of lifts, you have to break everything down. The four I have above him, they all
Firstly. All right. This man is not a friend, you know. So you don't need to hold the punches. You know? Understand? You don't need to hold the punches. If you want to say that, you know, this man fails in the big moment.
He's a bakery, when it matters most. You know, he's a leaky faucet, not dependable at all. You know. So. Yeah.
All right, Junior. D-Wade, number five.
Mm-hmm. Really? Number five?
Interesting. Give me your thoughts behind that.
Yeah, I actually have five people in front of D-Wade, believe it or not. If that makes any sense, if you guys go to the substitutions.
Okay, well, I mean, at the end of the...
You'll see.
If you want to make your adjustments to the list, you can. But why D-Wade, sir?
Why D-Wade? Because, you know, there's only literally a handful of people that are better than him, that I thought were better than him, are as good as he was. He was obviously a champion, but you can easily make the case that D-Wade did in fact need help to win his titles. There's no proof that you have that he didn't need a lot of help to win actual titles. Great player, still needed a lot of help.
Interesting point. I guess we hear more about that in the back end. But let's so jump to number four. Craig, who have a number four?
Number four. Talent-wise, putting the ball in the basket, second best on my list. But based on achievements, he's got to be number four. James Harden.
Okay, James Harden, number four.
Ooh, my belly. Who, me? Sorry. The answer himself, you know.
Allen Iverson.
Bubba Chuck, yeah.
Interesting. We have Junior.
At number four?
Yeah.
At number four, this was extremely tough, and this has been my biggest dilemma in this whole list, is I actually have a tie between George Gervin and James Harden, because they pretty much did the exact same thing, except James Harden was just a much better passer.
All right. So here's what I want.
And being a shooting guard isn't about passing. So
here's what I'm comparing them as shooting. You said guards. You have an adjustment to make to your list. So who are you throwing off? Who you've mentioned already?
What do you mean?
I mean, you said because. All right. Well, unless. Well,
a tie
would be an extra name. So
pick one.
I mean, Steve Smith really needs to be on list that bad.
He can't throw off. Yes. Can't throw off John, yes. Man. Is that right?
Steve Smith, I'm honorable mention.
No. No.
All right, cool. So you have a tie between George.
Like when I think about shooting guards, and I think about like 10 people, Steve Smith's name always come up. Outside of the obvious one, Steve Smith's name always comes up. Like for one of the first names to my mind, if I think about shooting guard, not just scoring guard, shooting guard.
All right, so you can't separate Harden and Irving, but Harden's a better passer, even though passing is not necessarily.
Uh-huh.
A must for a shooting guard. Fine, cool. Theo, why Iverson? Why did Iverson make it into your top four?
Because, you know, like Junior said last week, pound for pound, the best NBA player of all time. And also, what he did in that finals run back in 2001, that team had no business going to the finals, let alone winning a game against ultra dominant
and then undefeated Lakers.
Exactly.
Thank God to this day.
Exactly. He prevented the Lakers from having a perfect postseason. Like, you know, analytic junkies and those kind of people will try to knock him down because his efficiency wasn't always the best for most of his career. But like Junior said last week, pound for pound, the best player of all time. He just straight up killer, man. Just straight up killer. Like, yeah, he really was the answer. Definitely was, you know. That's what he was. All
right. So
that's why I had him at four.
So we're now into top three territory. Mm-hmm. All right. So who have at number three, Kirk?
Yeah, Flash, Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Interesting. Theo, who you have? I guess it's the same person.
Yeah.
Right. Junior, who you have at number three?
Kobe. Bubba Chuck. Gotta be. AI.
And all Iverson. Day.
Every day.
All right. Cool. So we've discussed these three names already. No real surprises here. Maybe, you know, Iverson sneaking in. Number two. Who we have at number two, Junior?
Mike.
Number 1 point.
1.1. 1.0001.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely not set two. So
yeah.
after Bubba Chuck, I definitely Kobe's.
Kobe Bryant.
Easily.
Who else there?
Michael Jordan's copy.
Mm.
Bryant, who have Craig?
By himself.
Yeah, I have Kobe. Rest in
Kobe
peace.
And the consensus is number one, Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I guess easily.
All right, so let me tabulate things. I mean, I never give my opinion on you guys' list, but just to share my 10.
Mm-hmm.
At 10, I would have Ray Allen. 9, I would have Reggie Miller.
Uh-huh.
8, I would have Jerry West.
Uh-huh.
7, I would have Clay. 6, I would have D. Wade. 5th, I would have George Gervin.
I nearly cursed at first, buttered on his podcast, but go ahead.
4th, I would have James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
I said it already, right? Harden. 3rd, yeah. I would have Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I said Iverson.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna go for my list again. Hold on. I'm gonna go for my list again, just to make sure.
From 10, from the bottom up. Let's go. All
right.
Why?
Careful.
Yeah, why? Why? Anyways, I would have. All right, let me go for the 10 again. I have Ray Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I would have Clay. After Clay, I would have Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
After Clyde, I would have, that's what, four? After Clyde, I would have Wade.
Huh. After Ooh, Wade. You know, say it's tough doing Manakoti, it's tough to have Clyde on my list because Clyde, like Eddie Jones, was kind of a tweener between small forward and shooting guard. So it was just tough for like place him in a list with the rest of these guys. Yeah, tough.
I agree. I find that it's because Clyde was widely regarded as the second.
It's the same reason I don't have Joe. It's the same reason I don't have Joe Johnson on my list.
Oh, interesting. It's because Clyde was widely regarded as the second best shooting guard, you know,
yeah,
alongside Jordan, like late yeah. 80s, early 90s. It's kind of difficult for me to leave him after this. I mean, you know, he never, you know, he won championships, but he wasn't necessarily a bad player in my eyes. And based on his body of work, I would have to include him on my list. I mean, slightly above Klay Thompson and Ray Allen, because those are more, in the latter part of the career, they were more specialists, more so than all-around players. But to round out my list, I have George Gervin. Very interesting. It's because between Curry and Iverson being combo guards to me, I kind of slight them sometimes. But I would have them tied here. Both okay. of them, Curry and Iverson. Then I'd have
tied Harden. Where? At three?
Tied at four.
At four, okay.
Yeah, Curry Iverson. Based on, you know, them being combo guards for the most part of their careers. And then I would have run out my list with Harden, Kobe, and Jordan. Same as just a different mix. But for now, we're going to, you know, go through the 10. Not necessarily going to rank them. I mean, some lists had players that appeared in all three lists. But there are a few players who only appeared once. Some appeared twice. So we're going to just go through and, you know, isolate the, have a consensus on the 10. All right, so let's start with the top. So we agree on Jordan, correct?
Yeah, easily, for sure. Easily.
Kobe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harden.
Of course. What out? Me wanna talk?
Hello.
Ice.
Gervin. Gervin. We agree on Clay.
Yeah.
Agree on Ray Allen.
Uh-huh.
And Reggie Miller.
Reggie's the only one not on
so that is. I mean, Reggie Miller never appeared on your list, Craig.
Yeah. All
right. So we have a total of 7 players who appeared on both lists. All three lists, right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's where we determine the other three. Reggie Miller. I mean, 9 for Theo. 8 for Junior, nowhere for Craig. Are we including him in the 10?
Come again from the top, from the 10. Come again.
All right, let me isolate the persons who are listed. Uh-huh. We'll pick 3 from them. All right? So Jerry West.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie Miller.
Uh-huh.
Steve Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Curry was only listed on Junior's list. So I think there's consensus if you count Curry as a shooting
guard. Yeah, if he is.
He would be there.
Yeah.
All right, so do we want to do that then instead of trying to cipher through these names? If we count Curry as a shooting guard for this purpose, is he listed in the 10?
He would be in the 10, yes.
Do we agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah, but yes. just to make it interesting, because I want to see like if we could agree on a different name. So let's say no.
All right, let's say we're not included.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh.
Jerry West.
Yeah, man, on Jerry can get you.
If we agree that he is a 2 for this purpose, he would appear on the list, right?
After.
Yeah.
See, I mean, easily. He's pretty high on both. He's number 6 on Theo's list and number 5 on Craig's list. And I think more or less, Junior, you said they counted him as a point guard last episode. If you count him as a 2 for this episode, he would be on the list, right?
Yes, naturally.
All right. So we can include Jerry West. So we're up to 8. Iverson is on 2 lists as well.
Everybody list. No.
So for the purpose of this exercise, if we count him as a 2 guy, would he be on the list also, Junior?
After.
Iverson?
Yeah.
Oh, easily.
All right, cool. So we have one more name to determine.
No.
I mean, let's go over Jordan, Kobe, Wade, Harden, Gervin, Clay, Ray Allen, Jerry West, Allen Iverson. No. Let me throw some names out there that did not, were not mentioned. Let me hear your guys' view. All right.
Hurry up and mention Joe Dumars.
Manu Ginobili. Consideration?
Good shout, but no.
Who's that? Which name is that?
Ginobili.
No.
Come again. My audio went out. Come again, please.
Vince Carter.
Oh. Top 20, yeah, but not on this list.
Yeah.
Not in the top 10.
Yeah, maybe top 15, but
Joe Johnson.
Yeah, no.
Top 15 as top well. 20. Maybe.
Top 15. Yeah.
Maybe 20, yeah.
Pete Maravich.
Novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tracy McGrady.
Wrong position.
I prefer really not to speak.
So we prefer to rank him as a 3 then.
Maybe 23.
Come again?
23.
I think you're pushing it now. All right. So, I mean, we've gone through some of the names. So, there's only one spot left. And I think that Reggie Miller
appeared
on, you know, two lists. Didn't appear on Craig's list. We can squeeze in Reggie Miller, right, Craig?
Yeah, because as Junior was saying, like, in, like clutch player, and I think he definitely was, well, to my knowledge, the first, like, showman in that. You know, like him and my guy from the Knicks going back and forth. Spike.
Oh, when you're talking, yeah.
Yeah, like, I like when athletes, like, you know, like, talk back to, like, the crowd or, like, you know, doing certain stuff. Like, I don't think, you know, really before that anybody was really, like, going
yeah out. For you to be able to like carry on those type of antics and back it up.
Yep.
Yeah,
the thing about Reggie Miller, you know, he was one that, you know, never backed down from a challenge.
Nope.
Once things got heated, you know, he always showed up. I mean, he was as competitive as I've seen amongst, you know, players throughout the years. I mean, you have persons who are super competitive that, you know, the Kobe's, etc. But I think Reggie Miller had that drive in him as well, you know, so. And we saw that in his performances down the stretch.
Yeah, we've seen him and Kobe getting their fair share of scraps as well.
Yeah, Junior. So, yeah. I mean,
you know,
I would include him.
Cheryl make him be that way, though, for sure.
Of course. Cheryl used to beat him up, man.
Pretty sure. I would include him on the list as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's consensus on the 10. Yep. Let me just go over the list again. Reggie Miller, Jerry West, Ray Allen, Klay Thompson, Allen Iverson, George Gervin, James Harden, Dwayne Wade, and then in a different class by themselves, Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan.
Well,
so here we have it for this episode.
Klay lucky, you know, man.
Here we have it for this episode of the, you know, the shooting guard edition, where we wrap the top 10 shooting guards of the in NBA history.
Join us for the next installment of the Meredith Sports Podcast, where we'll be discussing the top 10 small forwards of all time. Should be an interesting discussion. But for now, peace.